For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, you went to see the fabulous Deborah Cox with her huge voice, Phil Shays.
You know, it's thrilling and far more than I expected. The Bodyguard, the musical, it's kind of a cheesy story, and I did not have high expectations for it. I was absolutely charmed by her, by it. What a voice, and one Whitney Houston tune after another, and favorite moments from the movie, favorite musical numbers, fabulous dancers. They give in to that hokey story, just full throttle. It's like, you know, we're not ashamed of this. We're going to indulge you in this guilty pleasure. And it was enormously pleasurable. I was delighted and surprised.
Well, high recommendation. And that's good because it's up, but only through October 29th. Sunday at 7 is the last show.
And also, if it's Deborah Cox specifically you want to see, she is not doing all of the performances, and they're very forthcoming about this. The understudy does some of the other performances, and she's also fantastic.
Hey, Professor, your Buff State Theater students, they're doing some good work. They took Blood at the Root, a Dominic Morisseau play, across Main Street, and now it's at the African American Cultural Center, but it closes this Sunday. Really well done. Six very different characters, fleshed out, high energy, and pretty emotional play. Nice work.
Well, the professor who has actually been working with these students, Aaron Moss, has a relationship with this playwright, Dominic Morisseau, and this very important story, roles appropriate to young people, and it seemed a good moment to move the students from Buff State to the Robeson, with whom we have our relationship. And it's great for them to flex their muscles and get out there. I have not seen it yet, and so I will be seeing it this weekend. I've been booked clear on through, but of course, I'm not going to miss this. It's Blood at the Root, and it's at the Paul Robeson Theater.
I think we both got a kick out of Straight. It's at the Alleyway, Buffalo United Artists, with just three characters. But as we mentioned, I think the direction given to the female lead, Cassie Gurnowitz, was so right on. She is presented as a very sympathetic character, and it draws you into the play. So it's not just cartoon characters on stage. This is pretty affecting.
Well, she is a very good actress, and I admired the play since I first saw it in New York. Interesting, it is co-written by Scott Elmgreen and Drew Fornarola. Drew Fornarola is from Buffalo, and his mother is on the theater and dance faculty at UB. This, nobody doing the production knew until it had been cast and announced, and he emailed the company and said, hey, is this because I'm from Buffalo? Not at all. Like your play. And he came last week, and I got to visit with him. Very charming. He'd enjoyed the production a great deal.
And I gather whenever his plays are produced, his agent puts a pin on a map. So definitely, as they say, Buffalo is on the map.
On the map. Right.
Got over to American Repertory Theater for Stupid Bleeping Bird. I think it's great. This is an important play. It engages the audience. And even though the venue is a little out of the way and the music from the Sportsman's Tavern bleeds through the wall, which is a shame, it is really well done. Been waiting for a good one like this for a while.
I will get to see it this weekend. I couldn't last because I was at the opening of Visiting Mr. Green, Life's a Barter System, and they do an unusual Thursday, Friday performance schedule. So keep that in mind. You're not going to be able to see it Saturday. And I'm pleased to hear your endorsement.
And for those who go, remember this. Dev loves Mosh, but Mosh loves Khan. But Khan loves Nina, but Nina loves Trigorin. And Trigorin and Khan's mother, Emma, are already involved. So that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Visiting Mr. Green, we also went. Really well done. Saul Elkin, let's face it, he's getting up there in age, which is exactly what Mr. Green is. And it was one of those trifectas. I laughed, I cried, it became a part of me. I highly recommend Visiting Mr. Green.
The production, the play, simply emanates the warmth and love of that relationship, and it is the culmination of so much about Saul Elkin as an actor and human being. It was really uplifting to see Saul play this role so beautifully. And at times it was difficult for some of us to draw the line between our love of Mr. Green and our love for Saul Elkin himself. Just a wonderful experience at the theater. If you like Saul Elkin, you cannot miss this. But if you've never seen Saul Elkin, this is a supremely wonderful opportunity.
And if you've never seen Anthony Chase, don't miss the opportunity to come down for our big birthday party. Theater Talk on the air for 25 years. A major accomplishment, sir. Big party here on Monday night.
It's Monday, November the 6th. It's at 7 o'clock. You can get the tickets online at WBFO.org. So I'm very happy. I've heard from people from every aspect of my life, but we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.